BBC News with Ian Purton. The US anti-doping agency has accused the cyclist Lance Armstrong of cheating his way to the top through the most sophisticated and professional doping program ever seen in sport. Its new report includes testimony from 11 named teammates of Armstrong, who won the Tour de France cycle race 7 times. His lawyer has described the report as a one-sided hatchet job. More from our sports news reporter, Alex Kapstick.
In a statement, it said there was conclusive and undeniable proof of a doping conspiracy at the team with whom he had most of his success. 26 people, including 15 riders with knowledge of the drug-taking regime at the US Postal Service team, have testified against him, among them some of his closest confidants. It said the material, which also contains documentary evidence, illustrated how the team was designed to groom and pressure athletes to use dangerous performance-enhancing substances. Lance Armstrong refused to contest the charges against him, but has consistently denied any wrongdoing.
Turkish fighter jets have forced a Syrian passenger plane to land. The plane was on its way to Damascus from Moscow. The incident comes as Syria and Turkey continue to exchange artillery fire. From southern Turkey, James Reynolds reports.
The Turkish media says that a Syrian Airbus jet was intercepted by Turkish warplanes as it entered this country's airspace. The jet was made to land at the airport in the capital Ankara. The 35 passengers on board were escorted off the plane, and Turkish authorities began to search the jet. The country's foreign minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, says that the plane may have been carrying non-civilian cargo. That's diplomatic language for weapons. This incident will further increase tensions between Turkey and Syria.
And the latest we have is that the Turkish authorities have released the Syrian plane and allowed it to resume its flight, but they say they will keep some of the equipment they found in its cargo for further examination. Turkish officials gave no details of what they found. An Egyptian court has acquitted senior Mubarak-era figures accused of orchestrating an attack against protesters during last year's uprising. John Lyne reports.
It was one of the most notorious days of the revolution. Supporters of former President Mubarak charged the demonstrators holding a vigil in Tahrir Square using horses and camels. Clashes then broke out, and through the night, unidentified gunmen shot at the opposition protesters. Some of the most senior figures of former President Mubarak's regime, including the speakers of the two houses of parliament, ministers and businessmen, were accused of organising the violence. But now they've all been acquitted.
President Obama has condemned the Taliban for shooting a 14-year-old Pakistani schoolgirl in the head. He called it a barbaric and disgusting act. World News from the BBC. The former head of an American military team in Libya has told a US congressional committee that the consulate in Benghazi, where the American ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans died last month, didn't have the necessary forces to protect itself. The attack has become a hotly disputed issue in the run-up to next month's presidential election. A former Canadian naval intelligence officer has pleaded guilty to spying for Russia. Geoffrey Paul Delisle admitted selling sensitive Canadian and NATO intelligence. Sub-Lieutenant Delisle told investigators that he spied for ideological reasons and not money. Lee Carter reports from Toronto.
The 41-year-old officer worked at top-secret Canadian naval military facilities and had clearance to intelligence-sharing systems linked to other NATO countries, like the United States and Britain. He apparently walked into the Russian embassy in Ottawa in 2007 to volunteer his services. The court heard that the case has resulted in severe and irreparable damage to Canada's relationship with its allies. He's expected to be sentenced in January and could receive anything from 5 years to life in prison.
The judge overseeing a major corruption trial in Brazil has been appointed as the Supreme Court's first black president in the tribunal's 200-year history. Judge Joaquim Barbosa, born into a poor family in a remote Brazilian town, will take over the post once the trial is over. Brazil has the world's largest black population after Nigeria, but descendants of African slaves rarely reach high office. Police in Trinidad and Tobago have been ordered to stop releasing murder statistics. The government said reports of violence encourage people to commit more crimes. The country's independent police commission described the statement as amazing. It said the government had no power to instruct police on operational matters and that the order would be ignored. BBC News.